You have reached mailbox number 8439268.
Blog Talk Radio.
G-Swiss, Talk of Central New York, Da Vinci, where you at? Yo, shorty. I'm coming right back.
Nation Building. Tonight's episode talks about men and women, the great divine. Hey guys, it's going to be a great episode, so I hope you all tuned in. If you're not tuned in, get tuned in, because we're about to get started with Brother X. We got Brother X, we also got Brother Richard, and then we got Sister Marilyn and Sister Gidget. What's up, Sister Gidget? How you doing, girl?
How you doing, Brother DJ Caesar?
Hey, man, I'm laid back, just chilling, man, just chilling. Listen to you guys. What's up with you?
Well, we got a busy, busy show tonight, and we have a full house on the panel, it seems.
Actually, you got a full house. You got a full house showing up right now on my switchboards. The switchboards are lit up, man. We got a lot of people tuning in tonight, so it's going to be a great episode.
All right. So who are we have on the line, Brother Caesar?
I think we got Brother Jason X on the phone, Brother Richards, and Marilyn. I think we got all of them on the phone. Are you guys there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Assalamualaikum, family. How are you?
Walaikum salam, sister.
Walaikum salam, queen. It's good to hear your voice. And greetings to Brother Black Caesar. Good to hear your voice, brother. Been staying in touch with you over Facebook throughout the last couple of days, and it's good to hear your voice again, Brother Richard.
Yes,
it's always good to hear from you as well. Sister Marilyn, greetings. I pray everyone is doing well. And greetings to our audience. It's good to hear so many have tuned in for tonight's episode. This is Brother Jason. I just want to send my love to everybody. Peace.
Thank you, Brother Jason. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. We got a lot of people tuned in right now. They tuned in at the beginning of the show, man. That's great, people tuning in before the show even starts. I like that. So we're going to have a great episode tonight with you guys. Let's get started, Sister Gidget.
All right. Sister Marilyn, you in the house?
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum and greetings to everyone. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Richard.
Well, alaikum salam, queen.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Jason A.
Well, alaikum salam, Sister Marilyn. It's good to hear your voice again.
Yes, sir. Good to hear you, too. And peace and assalamu alaikum, Brother Caesar.
Well, alaikum salam, Sister Marilyn. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
And we have a special, well, he's not a guest. We have a new family member aboard tonight. So we like to welcome Brother Richard III Muhammad out of Mosque Number 7, Nation Building Blog Talk Radio. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Richard.
Well, alaikum salam, dear sister, listening audience, Brother Jason, Sister Marilyn, and Brother Black Caesar. As y'all can tell, I'm a little nervous tonight. This is my first time, but by the grace of Allah, I'll get through it safely, you know. And on that note, I like to give praises due to Allah who came in the presence of Master Farouk Muhammad, because without him, none of this would be possible. So we thank him, and we thank him for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So thank y'all, and once again, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Right, we're going to talk tonight about the Great Divide. And the Great Divide is occurring between the original man and woman of the earth. And I have prepared an opening statement, and I'm not going to read it. I changed my mind. But I'm just going to point out some things that's going on in the world today that I think we all can bear witness to. And I think we can all bear witness to the consequences of our disobedience. And even those who say that they are believers are also feeling the wrath of those consequences. And, you know, we need to get back to the origin of how we were created and what our purpose was, a purpose that Allah had established in the beginning for us. And so as we continue to birth generations, the generations that we are birthing into the world today are disconnected from the original purpose, because the man and woman that's birthing the generations in today have been disconnected. So as our generations continue to go on, we are getting farther and farther and farther away from God. And now we are really feeling the wrath. And I want to make it clear that we are not man bashing, nor are we women bashing. But I will say this, that our men must stand up, and they must take their throne as gods, because if a nation can rise no higher than this woman, then it's our men that is going to get us there. And our women will have to fall back into their original place, because they've been displaced by the grafted one. And the grafted one has made it appealing for the woman to be outside of her nature. And we're going to have to turn the people back to God. And so, like I said, I was going to read the statement, but I'm not going to read the statement. But what I am going to do, I'm going to turn it over to my beloved brother Glory Muhammad, and I gave him the Muhammad, so anybody got a problem with that, they come see me. Brother Jason, I kind of went into the torchlight of America this week.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you read that statement I wrote for you, brother?
Yes, ma'am. I'll read it right now.
Okay.
Once again, it says in the book Torchlight for America, it says neither male nor female can fulfill their relationships to each other until they are properly connected to the source of all creation, which is God. The nature of male and female are different, but are made to complement each other. What has changed in our very nature that has made us despise one another?
Hmm.
The question is, what has changed in our very nature that has made us despise one another? So we're going to bring it out to the panel, Brother Richard, Sister Marilyn, from the book Torchlight of America. What do you think has changed in our nature that has made us from cleaving to one another to despise one another? Go ahead, brother.
Well, beloved, you know, in my humble opinion, I believe that it's our direct disobedience to the laws by which he has chose to govern us by. You know, he has given us restrictive laws. He has given the Christian people, you know, the commandments, and everybody on the planet today is basically, it's a free-for-all. And as a result of it, you know, this is the product of what you see of direct rebellion, you know. And so when you look at it from the perspective of man and female being divided, what happens is when the brother disconnects himself from the Spirit of God, the woman no longer sees God in him. And so she too becomes disconnected. And then she begins to search someplace else because her nature makes her vows to God. So brother don't want to submit. How can she submit? So the disconnect is not only with the two, but then it becomes with the family in general. So you have children today running amok, brother.
Yes, sir. Sister Marilyn?
Yes, sir. Wow, that's just, you know, just thinking back. And I have to think as far as with the woman. And it starts, you know, with the woman first because, you know, no woman can be what God wants her to be until she surrenders her will. So as a woman, we have to respect, we have to obey, allow, we have to put all the self first because as a woman, we are the second self of Allah. And, you know, we have to be a godly woman because I hear a lot of sisters say that they want a godly man. If you're not a godly woman first, how could you make that man become a god? So we have to take our responsibility. We can't always say it's our husband, it's, you know, the brothers, it's the father, it's us as a woman. So until we take our place as being a godly woman, then we will get that God out of that man.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And you notice, Sister Gidget, how both Brother Richard and Sister Marilyn brought the focus from the self or from the I as individuals to the we. That shows you the mind of a brother and a sister that is connected to God because they take the weight off of self and bring it back to the we. It is no longer just I anymore. It's we. And these are believing brothers and sisters, and I'm sure those in our audience, Brother Caesar, you could probably bear me witness that those in our audience, just by tuning in, turning off the TV set, and tuning in to Blog Talk Radio shows an awakening in the spirit where we desire to come towards one another instead of away from one another. Would you agree, Sister Gidget?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what I really wanted you to speak to, Brother Jason, on this topic was the question that I had asked about the recognition of the issue, because in our creation, our nature is righteousness. That's our nature. That's how Allah created us. So since our generations have been unrighteous for so long, and they are so far from the origin of Allah, how do we make us recognize those errors in our ways? How do we, if I'm a woman, how do I bring it to a man's attention? If you're a man, how do you bring it to a woman's attention and make her know that she is in error in her way?
Yes, ma'am. What, you know, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us very well in so far as he always told us not to condemn our people. He always gave us a way of looking at ourselves, and that's how come we can easily say that we are a reflection of one another. Sometimes when we look in the mirror, even in the morning time, we get up, and it's a good analogy to say we get up and our eyes are kind of cloudy or foggy, but we go and we search for a mirror. And sometimes in that, when we look in that mirror, we don't really like what we see, but it's a reflection. So what do? We go and look and search for the toothpaste. We go and look and search for the washcloth. We go and look and search for the soap. So we recognize that the reflection is not a reflection that's there to condemn us. The reflection is there for us to say, where do I need to be based on what I already know? And what I'm saying is that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that Islam is our nature. It's the nature in which we were created. So it should not be a difficult thing to become who we really are. It should be something if we were let alone. For example, if there were no distractions of this world, I do believe that eventually we would fall back to being exactly who we're supposed to be. But all of the distractions that are around us are there, and they're designed to keep us off of turning our face back to that one reflection, to that godly reflection. And I just wanted to put a reference, a point right here, and put a reference from the book, the Bible, in Malachi in 4 and 5. It's a famous chapter, a famous verse that a lot of followers of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, we love to recite this one because it mentions Elijah. In Malachi 4 and 5, it says, "Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." And I'm saying that in regard or closely with the idea of a reflection is because we need each other. This is not a course or a journey or even a course of study that we're going to go through alone. Sometimes, especially when we're new in the search for God, sometimes we feel like we're all alone, as though we're the only one searching. But I guarantee you, as we're on this journey, we're going to pick up brothers and sisters and even husbands and wives and children that are searching just like we are. And what we need to do is turn our face toward them and not confess and say, "Oh, I've been bad and I've been this," but just to look at one another in our nature, and we will start to pick up the best. So we're not condemning all that we see of wrong. And you know, like I know, there's a lot to say that is wrong with our community. But let's look into one another for some of the good things that are there and start from there and build from there. And this way we can leave what belongs to Caesar with Caesar as we're growing together, Sister Gidget. And I just wanted to put that out there for the panelists to discuss in a way that we're not always bashing our people, because some of the people who turned on Blog Talk Radio tonight are turning it on in a positive vote away from the crack pipe. Some of them are turning on the Blog Talk Radio in a positive vote away from the weed. Some of them are turning Blog Talk Radio on tonight in a positive vote away from the alcohol. And they say, well, maybe there's something being said tonight on the Blog Talk that's going to keep me away from those distractions and maybe bring my face a little closer to the Lord. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yes, sir. All right.
So
you want to elaborate on how you think that we can make people recognize the error of their ways?
Well, I mean, you know, going back to, you know, what Brother Jason was saying, and, you know, it's so profound that, you know, we have to look, you know, within the God within. And every time when you look at your sister, you look at your brother, you know, we always have a negative concept of who we are as supposed to be the God, you know, within. And we don't see ourselves as being better than that and being a God. So when we look at each other, it's like a dislike, it's hate, you know, self-hate towards one another. And I think that, you know, if we, starting off even with tonight, you know, just us as a family, you know, just having a love for, you know, for self and a love for one another, you know, as a community, as a whole, we can, you know, come together and we can bring man and woman together so that way we can start, you know, building a family. And this is so many things that our potential that we have, that if we don't see greatness in somebody else, we never see the greatness within ourselves.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Brother Richard?
Yes, ma'am. You know, Brother Jason and Sister Marilyn, y'all touched on the key point. And as y'all was speaking, you know, a scripture came in my head, because all of us, you know, we act as though, you know, we're godly people, but we are so disconnected from him. You know, it reminds me of when he said, love ye one another even as I have loved you. You know, then it says, there's no greater love has he that he laid down his life for his brother. Are we that disconnected from each other as a family that we don't see each other as brothers and sisters no more? Has the Caucasian man totally destroyed the idea that we are one unit under one God, one nation? Have we forgot that we came here in the whole?
Brother Richard? Brother Jason?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. I think Brother Richard's phone may have been disconnected. Brother Caesar, do we still have him up?
I'm looking at it, and it looks like he's still up. Let me check right quick and see if we have him on the phone lines.
Sister Marilyn?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I was just checking.
Right, I think we just lost.
Hold on one second, guys. Hold on. I'm going to dial his number right quick.
Can y'all hear me?
Oh, yes, sir. We got you there, brother.
Okay,
yes.
I'm here.
We lost you for a few seconds, brother. You were talking about the love ye one another, brother, even as I love you.
Because
that
this
was the
is,
last
this,
I heard.
Yes, sir, because this is the commandment that we was given, you know. And what happens is I find now from my own experiences that I had to learn to humble myself to my brothers. It's easy to sit here and point the fingers, blame like y'all speaking about, but how about, you know, helping a brother along the way? This is what the scripture speaks about the man traveling the road from Jerusalem to Jericho, that lying wounded in the road, you know?
Yes.
The good Samaritan came, and he helped them. We are so disconnected from one another that we don't even see that we can't get through this thing without helping one another. And it's sad. It's very sad, you know. But, you know, Allah is going to work it out for us. He
yes,
really
sir.
Is.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for that, Brother Richard. And
yes, ma'am.
I don't think I can, this point is concur with everything that everyone has said. But and I think that those of us who are knowledgeable, we should stand and be the examples to those who are trying to find their way. We absorb all this knowledge, but what is the purpose if we do not know how to apply that knowledge in our daily lives and stand up and be examples for those that we call lost out? And because you're in the nation, that don't mean you're not lost out. So we need to see our people as a whole, and we need to not let the division of the politics of religion separate my people. So we're gonna play a song right now, and then we're going to come back, and Brother Richard is going to enlighten us on the atonement process. So, Brother DJ Caesar.
I got you, sister. Got you.
You got a song for us?
Yes, I do.
All right, let's do it.
Way you move it, the way you do it,
by you, you by you. Go. Hey, girl, you guys get it going on right now. I'm going to let you guys take the floor and get it back going, Gidget.
All right. Brother Richard.
Yes, I'm here.
All right.
Sister Marilyn and Brother Jason, can y'all pardon me for a minute? Because I know we're talking about the Great Divide. And I really have something on my heart tonight that I really need to get off because it's blocking me from really giving the people what Allah wants them to have. So I need to talk to Sister Gidget straightforward. You know, I know we're speaking about the Great Divide, but, you know, sister, from the time that I heard your voice, I absolutely fell in love with you. You know, and it's real, real sacred to me because from you I hear the ancestors speaking to the core of my soul. And it's just, words can't explain what I feel for you, but I love you from the depths of my heart. And I just want to know, would you marry me, sister? I want you to be my wife, if it's all right with you, because I love you. And I believe that God has placed you here for me and me for you. So I'm asking you in front of everybody that's listening, would you take my hand in yours and forge this union under our God, Allah? I promise that I'll be right and exact all the days that he blessed me to share with you.
Absolutely, sir.
Praise be to Allah. If I can, to the brothers that's listening, I want to speak to what led me to this point. Sis talked about the process of atonement. To be truthful with you, I'm like many and most of you. I came from the streets. I did what most and many of you did and still are doing, even though we claim to be FOI. I'm speaking truthful now because many come to us and we put this high pollute science on it, but none, very few speaks to the hearts of the people. And, you know, Allah, he put pressure on me. He put trials and tribulations on me. And I had to sit down and I had to truly atone. So I started with him first. I said, Allah, you know my heart. You know I'm not a person that rebels from you, but circumstances caused me to do what I needed to do to survive. But I'm begging you, Allah, save me from myself. Because I was the greatest enemy to myself. So as I began to atone to him, the next process was to forgive myself. After that, I wrote various different letters to a lot of people. In it, I said, whether I harmed you intentionally or unintentionally, I'm asking for your forgiveness. I'm atoning for if I said a bad word, if I did something that I didn't know I was doing, please accept my forgiveness. Then I looked at the restrictive laws, and this is why I asked for your hand, sister, because I stayed chaste for you. Brothers, y'all have to practice, man, because if you don't, he's not going to bless you, man. I'm telling you this for as an actual fact. It's easy to go out there and do what we do. Many brothers don't want to commit to sisters in the nation and outside the nation because y'all know what we're doing, man. Y'all know we got Susie on the side, Mary over here, Helen over there, and some of you sisters are doing the same damn thing today. I'm just putting it out there. If it hits, then damn it, let it hit, man. I make no apologies for that because sometimes we need that. But I'm saying to us as a people, we have to atone to Allah because he's angry with us today. And that which we are about to see that he's going to send down from the heavens is going to be a terrible, terrible thing. But I believe that if we forge the unity that is necessary, as it is written, if my people who are called by my name, what is your name, sir? My name is W.F. Muhammad. I came to North America by myself, would just humble themselves and seek my face. What do you look like? I look like sinful flesh because I came to condemn sin in the flesh. Would just humble themselves and pray. I would hear from the heavens their cry, and then I would come and heal the land. We have to submit because it's the only way. He says the restrictive laws is our success. We have to submit.
Wow. Brother Richard, I love you very much.
Love you too, sister.
I'll do my best to make you the best wife I can be. So
praise be to Allah. Thank you. Thank you. I truly, truly love you.
I love you back, sir, very much.
Praise be to Allah.
I'm in shock, y'all. So, wow, it's my turn to speak. So, and my issue is on the importance of love. So my future husband is kind of really safe for that one. So the importance of love, I just want to say that, you know, without it, without the love of Allah, none of us would be here today, because it's his love of us that allows him to grant us grace and mercy when we are so undeserving. And I know I'm a little emotional right now, so excuse me. We have to learn to love one another in truth. And I teach this all the time, especially in the nation building group. You know, we act so fickle with one another. We get so spooked out with one another. But we have to love each other, respect each other, and trust each other as brother and sister first. You know, that's why the Honorable Elijah Muhammad set the structure of the mosque the way it's set, because we have to get away from our horizontal nature to be able to focus on truth and on righteousness. But then we get all these teachings and we still act as though we don't know how to come together as brother and sister. And what happens when love is missing out of the equation of life and we submit to our lower nature, we are creating children who have not been created out of love at all. They've been created out of lust. They've been created out of a sex act. So therefore, that woman who that child and bears that pain and is left alone has very little love to put into that child, because it's been born in such a hostile environment. And so the child is bitter because the mother is bitter. That bitter child grows up to be a bitter adult, and he or she acts out his or her bitter ways, and then they go on to produce more bitter children, and it's all because of the absence of love. For those of you who are seeking marriage today, I encourage any of you, if he or she is not your friend and not your brother or sister in spirit and in truth, then that's not the person you need to be pursuing for marriage. You have to have that natural love that we're supposed to have for each other. It can't be about how handsome he is or how beautiful she is. We have to have that love, and then we have to birth that love in our children, and it's going to have to be love that has to be the glue to keep the family together, and not just the immediate family, husband and wife and children, but the family of the nation. And so that's all I'm going to say on that, and I'm going to take it to Sister Marilyn, who's going to talk to us about the value of marriage.
Yes,
and then I'm going to stop crying in a minute, I promise.
Oh, wow. I'm sitting there with tissues right in my eyes. First, I wanted to, you know, I have to say congratulations to Sister Bridget and Brother Richard. Sister Bridget, I love you.
Thank
I
you
love you so much. And I am so happy for you. And Brother
Thank
Richard, this is my ma'am.
I said thank you. I love you.
Yes, ma'am. And to my brother, Brother Richard, this is my first time meeting you, and you have such a beautiful spirit.
Thank you, sister. It's my father.
I mean, yes, sir. And, you know, every word that you said has really touched me. And that's why I'm, like, sitting here boo-hooing, crying. I know I'm going to cry because it really did touch me because, you know, I can feel, you know, you love my sister. And I know that
With all my heart.
And I, yes, sir, and I felt every bit of it. You know, and I just wanted to, you know, congratulate the both of y'all. You know,
thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Brother Rakim.
Yes, sir. This is Brother Rakim. I'm here. I'm in the house.
Yes,
I'm in
sir.
The building.
Yes, sir, brother. Yes, sir.
I didn't even know my mic was open. I had no idea because I'm not on the computer tonight. I'm on my phone, actually. And, I will say this, I told Sister Gidget, did I not tell you?
Yes, sir.
I told Sister Gidget, I said, tonight, you better get, tomorrow, and I was talking to her last night, I said, you better get ready because Brother Richard's going to say something big. He's going to say something big. She said, how
well,
do you know? I said, I know, I feel it.
Hey, Brother Rakim, you know this is
yes,
the second
sir.
Time. This is the second time you snuck up on me, brother, because the first time I came on the air, you made mention to sis. Who's that brother? He's checking for you? You know what I mean, brother? So I got to watch myself around you, brother. Love you, brother.
Love you too, black man.
Yeah,
thank you, sir.
Thank
you for having my sister cry, not tears of pain, but tears of joy. That is a beautiful thing. And I want to say something to all the listeners out there. If you are a brother who is pursuing a sister, brother, you better step up your damn game. As a matter of fact, don't come with no game. Come with the real. Don't waste no damn time. When you see a sister that you want to marry, do not waste your time. Step to that sister. Let her know how you feel. Look at my big brother Richard just coming from his heart, from his spirit, letting Sister Gidget know on air in front of millions of people how he feels about this sister.
Well, brother Rakim, I don't mean to interject, but I must explain to you why I did that, brother. Because when I heard her, my father told me that was my wife. Me and sister is already married on high. We just got to make it here on earth, brother. You know, and y'all have nobody to blame but our brother Jason because he saw it before anybody. Is that right, big brother?
Yes, sir.
Are you
all
there?
Praises to Allah. Brother Rakim, assalamu alaikum, sir. It's good to hear your voice, brother. You know,
yes,
you weren't scheduled to be on the panel, but I was hoping that you would be on tonight, brother. You know, it was last week's broadcast. I was on post, and you know, many times we hear us speak, and we're talking the talk, and it's incumbent upon us to walk the walk. So last week I couldn't be on the air, because I was holding post up in the Bronx with the family of Romali Graham, the young brother that was shot by the police, and Minister Hafiz was there, as the FOI has been there since the tragedy happened in the Bronx. And so I just could not neglect being there. And so I had been speaking to Brother Richard over a course of time for months and months, and I, of course, been speaking to Sister Gidget over a course of time and months and months. And in the midst of talking to both of them over various times, if I would speak to Sister Gidget in the morning, she would tell me something. If I would speak to Brother Richard in the afternoon or the evening, he would say to me almost the same exact words that I heard earlier that day from Sister Gidget. And I'm saying to myself, these are twin souls of the same person. And now that I got a chance to speak, may I offer my congratulations to you both as well.
Thank you.
You know, may Allah bless you.
May He bless us all, brother. Yes, sir.
I'm speaking to you individually now, brother. And
yes, sir.
Sister Gidget, may Allah bless you in helping, brother. You know, Brother Rakim, Sister Marilyn, Sister Gidget and I have had conversations, you know, that have been such that Sister said, I don't think that I'm going to get married. I don't think that there's, you know, that there's marriage in my future. I hope you don't mind me saying this and sharing this, Sister Gidget. And I told Sister, I said many times, all you have to do is continue your work. Just continue working and doing what it is that you do. Be yourself. And marriage will find you with the right one. You don't need to have a brother that does not find you attractive if you're not working, if you're not working in what it is that you're supposed to do in life. And that's where Brother Richard and Sister Gidget, they met in my heart doing what they're supposed to be doing in life. And the only thing that I had to do was adjust so that they could meet one another. So while I was on post, Brother Richard was calling me, offering me advice about how to hold my post in a perfect manner, keeping always on the alert, and to be especially watchful at nights during the times of meetings. He was running my general orders back to me in my head on scene, and I asked Brother if he doesn't mind if he could call into the show, because we wanted the show last week, and I must commend you, Brother Rakim. I listened to the show on the podcast last Saturday night, and Brother, for what it's worth, you held it down for our children. You are an exemplar father figure, Brother Rakim. I just wanted to put that out there for those who did not hear last week's show about the missing children. Brother Rakim, Sister Gidget, and that's when we introduced Brother Richard as well into the show, Sister Marilyn. This, what we're doing now in building of a nation, it is so important because every one of the dynamic pieces to this puzzle are finding one another here. And those who are on the phone, those who are listening to this radio broadcast, there's a place at this table for you. And I just wish that tonight you press that number one button and you chime in, because you must make yourself known. That's how Brother Richard made himself known last week in the midst of a very serious topic. And I'm listening, I'm saying, man, there's something else going on here. Brother Rakim, you put your finger on it. Sister Gidget says, well, I don't know. I got a whole bunch of emails and a bunch of text messages that everyone's asking, who is Brother and what is he doing? And sure enough, over the course of the next week, things have played themselves out in such a way that I don't believe in a spook or a mystery God. I believe in a true and a living God. And he has made himself manifest in my life through the lives of these two believers that you hear confessing their love for one another tonight. So what I'm saying is, for every spiritual law, there's a physical manifestation, and mark my words, watch what happens in this union as it takes place to be an example for all of you sisters that have been saying, I'm looking for a husband, or some of you sisters that have been saying, I don't want a husband, or some of you sisters that have been saying, I've given up on men completely. There's a man there checking for you. He's there. It's just a matter of removing the gloss from his eyes and the covering from your eyes and looking at one another with the vision of God. That's all I'm saying. So let's get back to the show, beloved.
Well, here's the show. Brother Jason, I just want to tell you that, you know, your little sister loves you so too much. I can't even describe how much she loves you.
All praise is due to Allah for his Christ.
I thank you for bringing my husband to me, big brother.
That was Allah's doing. He used me as a vessel. That was Almighty God Allah's doing, because I've spoken to Brother Richard, and prior to me even saying anything about coming on to the broadcast, and I was telling Brother, I said, I want to make sure that your life is good. Different things have transpired between us, and I'm saying, if somebody's throwing a head shot at you, I want to be there to step in and help to block it so it don't hit you in your head, my brother. I want to make life as good as possible, not asking anything for my stuff, just to give my love for you and this work and what it's doing. The only thing I could see is two good believers that were looking for each other, and I'm in the middle, and I know where you are, and I'm just saying, just check for one another, please. By Allah's grace, just talk. And Sister Giddens said to me, said, I will speak to the brother as a friend. You know how she speaks. I'm not looking for anything. I said, Sister, just talk to brother, please. And I said, brother, he said, brother, you know, I'm not ready to meet any sisters right now. I got my trajectory set. I've got my life.
You don't got to tell all my secrets, brother.
I just want to know. I want the family to know how
Yes, sir.
Insofar as, brother, you know, your heart is open, and you know, people can hear it inside of your voice. Your heart.
Praise
is open.
Praise be to Allah.
Go ahead, brother.
It is so clear that these two were made for one another. Sister Gidget, she wasn't necessarily, after all the pain and heartache she went through, she wasn't necessarily looking for no brother. Sister Gidget was nonchalant about it.
She was
very nonchalant about it. And before you know it, I told Sister Gidget and Sister Marilyn last week, and I told Sister Marilyn first, I believe, I said, that brother's going after Sister Gidget. I said, that brother going after Sister Gidget. And I told Sister Gidget, I said, Brother Richard, he got his eyes on you. He's after you. And was that last week? Week before last? That was last week.
It had to be last week, brother.
It was last week. Let me tell you something. I can't even keep up with the days. It seemed longer than it actually was, even though it was just last week. It seems longer because it just shows you how something, it already played itself into existence before it even manifested itself. So this just shows you the greatness of Almighty God Allah.
That's right, bro.
Can I say something, guys? I just want to say, I appreciate Brother Richard for being on the show tonight. I appreciate you coming out like a man, dude.
Thank you.
You did your justice, man. And I appreciate you asking for my sister's hand in holy matrimony, man. That's great. I'm just happy for you guys. I hope you guys are the most wonderful couple in the world. I wish you all the best. I don't wish you nothing but the best, man. And I want to tell
you
sister,
so much.
I want to tell Sister Gidget, hey, you know, she was talking about hooking everybody else up on the phone line. She was talking about getting everybody else married by the end of the year. Hey, you ask for what you get, and now you're married.
Hey, hold up. Did I not, Sister Gidget, Allah is my witness, did I not tell you last night that Brother Richard was going to ask you to marry him on the show?
You did, sir.
Did I not tell you?
Yes, you did. You did. Yes, sir.
You said
Brother Rakeem has been practicing
brother?
The science of tuning in.
That's right.
I got a 850. They want to ask a question. 850, go ahead and ask your question, please.
850. Go ahead and ask your question.
850. Hello?
850.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Go ahead, though.
This is Brother Jerome X.
Assalamualaikum,
Brother. I just got off work, and, you know, I'm not married, but I'm just tuning in on the show.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, old Brother Jerome.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Brother Jerome. We hear you.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was just trying to get a bar of it, just tune in and get some insights on, you know, that side of the line that I haven't crossed yet. I never experienced marriage, not once, you know. You know, I've been in relationships but never married. So I tune in just to hear what, you know, what I can get out of it.
Yes, sir. What are your thoughts on Brother Jerome? What are your thoughts so far on marriage as you have going into this quest? What are your thoughts on it in general?
Wow. Right now, it looks like it's a uphill struggle for me to foresee it happening. You know, like in the next like 3 years, you know, it seems like it's an uphill struggle because of the conditions of and the pace of getting myself up to par. Totally out on my own.
Yes, sir, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you, Brother Jerome, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't mind. 43.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And this is your first foray into really thinking about taking on a wife.
Right. First, you know, and that's due to coming to Islam.
Yes, sir. So if it were not for you coming into the Nation of Islam, you think you would have still just found yourself dating and not actually seriously considering
right.
marriage?
I would have been, yes, sir. I would have been like that.
And let me ask you this, brother. What was the longest relationship that you had, let's say, out in the world when you were dating? What was the longest relationship?
Seven years.
7 years.
Yes, sir.
And in the midst of that 7 years, did you ever put your mind to saying that this woman would be my wife?
No, sir.
Right. Damn. Because it was a day. It was a day to day. I hope I'm not getting too personal, Brother Jerome. But
it has to be. It's all good. It's good.
We're family here, big brother.
It's exactly, and there's always going to be a difference now that I'm in Islam. The way that it's processed, the restrictive law, making sure that I become totally up to par and ready to take on a marriage, a sister. You know?
Well, you definitely tuned into the right show tonight, brother. You definitely tuned in. Let me ask you this. In your mosque, have they started to put forth the information on the singles retreat? Did you get that information?
It's unfortunate that I'm in Tallahassee, and it's a study group.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, unlike a mosque, you don't really be able to know all the believers.
Right. But this is a national, this is a national singles retreat we're talking about, brother. And from what I understand.
I heard that over Facebook.
Right. Okay, well, then you're definitely in the right place, brother. This is where you figure that if you're in an area that is a study group and it's not well connected, that's the reason why Nation Builders is so important, so you can get connected and you don't feel like you're in an outpost, brother, that you're right in the midst of it. And your input and your spirit is welcome, brother. And if there's anything that we can do as your brothers to guide you in
Yes, sir.
That's what we're here for, brother. Brother Rakim,
yes,
brother
sir.
Richard, the other brothers, Brother C, season, we all here as your brother to let you know, first of all,
yes,
you're in the right place, you made the right decision. Second of all,
without a doubt, I know this is the right place.
Yes, sir.
Without a
yes,
doubt.
Sir, brother.
Because
and second of all, there's a wife here
yes.
for you.
Okay.
there's a wife somewhere here for you, brother, and you're
yes,
doing the right thing, that you're working on self, you're getting yourself closer to the God, and there's
without
a sister that's looking for that God.
Exactly. See, without this, I'm going to just say this. Without this show, okay, which is called, you know, we got to say what it is, exposure. Without the exposure, this situation would be silent. And and if it's silent, you know they say the closed mouth ain't going to get fed.
Go ahead,
so this show, is sort of allowing brothers and sisters to open up, open your mouth. You know, what is the situation? What's going on, you know? And these shows right here is real good, you know? I see it as a positive, a very positive. Because our situations are silent. You know, we got silent situations.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a city where it doesn't seem like those that I have met that's believers, it doesn't seem as if there's any I'll express my openness like I'm open right now. You know, I'll express that, and you know, I'm new in the city, blah blah blah. But there's no other type of clue, you know, that suggests that I'm welcome to my goals that I just manifest to you. If I manifest that I'm looking for a family and I'm trying to make a family and blah blah blah, and there's no one reaching out after that, then that means that there's nothing available here. That's how I take it.
Okay.
So
yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, well, let's put a caveat on the end of that, and let's say nothing available yet.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Right. Now, check this. Okay. So when I, you know, you're going, inspiration is going to make one look in all avenues. So I find myself on the internet, you know, coming from Columbus to now I'm resting in Tallahassee. I'm building here. I'm a found day here. Now I find myself on the internet, but then, you know, that's another harder way of getting, you know, a woman that now in Islam, but her lessons of learning about dealing with coming together with a man is still of her past. She still remembers her past. She's not going to forget that. And I respect the woman in Islam for that, because she's not going to allow that past incident with a man to ever happen again. You know, and now that we're on the internet, I just can't say just anything to get this sister to try to swing my way. It ain't like that. I gotta show and prove, you know. And being in distance, it's sort of difficult to show and prove at a distance. I can't, you know, I'm working.
Brother, if I could interject for a minute, brother.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm gonna tell you about my experience, because I can only speak to y'all from my soul. I ask the Lord to guide my mouth when I'm in front of the believers. I ask him to let me feel your pain and allow me to speak to your heart. And I'm going to tell you of myself. I had no idea of Sister Gidgey. Me and her never met physically, brother.
Yes,
I never saw or laid eyes on her. But personally, I don't care what she looked like, brother. She touched the deep depths of my soul, and that's only because I asked the Lord to give her to me when I'm ready. If you're not ready, there's no need for you to have a wife, brother. And he knows what is best for us. So he puts us through a certain trial, so to speak, to prepare us to get ready. So what I'm saying to you, in essence, brother, is continue to work on you, and when Allah sees fit,
he's going to push that out there. You know,
brother, I'm going to
speak straight to you. Brother just said, sis said she wasn't looking. And I said I wasn't looking. But in the realness, when I heard her, oh, man, you have no idea, brother. You have no idea what's going on in your brother right now. And normally I would have been then went to a spiritual level, but I can't get there right now because I had to get that off my chest to give to my sister, well, my wife now, but I didn't know how she was going to receive me, brother. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? But yeah. I asked my father, if it's right, like you telling me it's right, then let me do it in a way where I can sit here and put her in front of the world and let the whole world see her like she deserved to be seen. You understand what I'm saying? So I say this to you, brother, when she comes to you, because she's there, as dear brother Jason is saying, do not play with her, brother. In fact, I'm going to say to every male that's listening, your playtime with the black woman is over with.
Yes,
I'll say it again, over with.
Yeah,
this is why the family is... Say that again, brother.
I never did get on that tip.
It's not just to you. We have people listening, brother, and this is why I say I speak to the heart, brother, straight forward. Ain't no sugarcoating here, because too many of us sit here and we take it, sister. Let's be real, brother. Too many of us is playing with the MGT, man. We sitting here, we doing things that we shouldn't be doing with them, brother. Promising them this, that, and the other. Yes, sister, I'm going to marry you, sister. I'm going to get with you,
right,
sister. And while we creeping in the back door with the next sister, and then these sisters is fighting each other inside Muhammad's house, and they don't have no respect for my father. So he makes me to speak to you tonight. Because he's angry. He's angry at the rebelliousness of the believers, man.
We need to get ourselves
together. The sisters are tired, brothers. They're tired. They're tired of not having a man next to them to talk to them, to guide them, to encourage them, to just be there for them.
Right.
And then you wonder why things are the way they are. Just be patient, brother. Be patient.
Without
be patient. Because she's there. She's there. But if we continue to play with her, then Allah is going to continue to kill us. Because he's not playing.
Sure,
those who got offended, those who don't believe, continue doing what you're doing. I'm just your brother. But I guarantee you, you continue doing what you're doing, and you will see my words come to life.
All right, y'all. All right. Woo! Okay, it's getting hot up in here. Okay.
Oh, yes.
It's
getting hot up in here. Yes.
Thank you for calling me, Brother Jerome, and keep the faith, beloved.
I want to say something to Brother Jerome before you leave, brother. You're 43 years old, brother. 43. You're still a young man, but you're not. I gotta come forward and straight with you, brother. You're a young man, but you ain't no spring chicken anymore.
Well, Joe.
Yes, sir. So I said that to say this, black man. I said that to say this. I've heard you speak on several occasions, and you always speak about getting yourself together. But one thing the black man must realize is that there's no getting together without the black woman, because Allah said, let us make man.
Right.
He said, let us make men. This is the black
right.
woman he's talking to. So you need somebody, and I'm not saying rush into something, but I'm saying never think that you can conquer the world by yourself, brother.
Right, right. No, you're right.
You cannot conquer the world by yourself. You're 43. If you look at Supreme Mathematics, 4 means culture.
Culture. Freedom. Exactly. Yes,
that's
yes.
right. Culture of freedom, brother. 3 is understanding. You got the culture
yes,
of freedom to get an understanding, which is God, which is 4 plus 3.
7.
You have the culture of freedom.
Yes.
You have the culture of freedom. Get the true understanding of God, and God is no spook, God. God is in you, brother. You control your
yes,
own destiny.
Yes.
So
yes,
there is no such thing. When God created Adam, he didn't create Adam by himself. Not at all. Adam didn't do anything by himself.
Right. Right.
And Eve. So I'm telling you this. If you feel like you're not ready, brother, don't jump out there. But I'm going to tell you this. Life tomorrow is not promised to nobody.
That's right.
Use your time wisely, brother, and get yourself together today. For tomorrow is not promised. Future is for those who prepare today. So prepare, brother. Prepare.
Yeah.
When you wake up in the morning, brother, look at the world and look at yourself in a new light. That's all I want to tell you, brother.
Yes, sir. I got you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.
All right, brother DJ Caesar, do we have any more questions out there?
Hold on for 1 second. Let me check. I just found out one of my partners just died today. A sad day and sad day, man. My guy Pistol Man has just passed away. He's a known name in the industry, and well, it's rough, man. But
Pistol, I've heard of that brother before. Pistol. Yes,
yeah,
sir. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, that's basically my guy, man. He just passed away. I just got with some of his people, and they just told me he passed away in the hospital, so I don't even know what's wrong. But we don't have any more questions. 850, basically you went, and we don't have any more questions. If you people want to ask a question, all you got to do is press 1 on your dial pad or your keypad and let us know, and we'll see the question mark when it comes up, and we'll call on you, your area code, all right? That's all you got to do. Thank you.
Okay, I think we lost Sister Marilyn, but Brother Caesar, I'm so sorry for your loss, and I pray that Allah God is pleased with your friend. And
yes, sir.
You know,
yes, sir.
We lost one of our FOI brothers, Brother Marcel Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with him as well. And,
yes, ma'am.
You know, we're just living in that time. You know, we never know when our time is up, so we need to always be found correct and proper in what we do. So,
yes, ma'am.
Sister Gidget, would you repeat that name one more time? Who did we lose in the nation?
Brother Marcel Muhammad out of Detroit, Michigan, was shot and killed, I think, yesterday. At work, I think he was doing security at a club or something like that. He was a bouncer. I don't know the details of what happened. Anybody that is familiar with Brother Captain Dennis Muhammad can go to his page for further details. But I know he was out of the mosque in Detroit, and I don't have any further details than that. But you know, we have to be about our Father's business, and we must not die unless we are Muslim. So we're going to continue with the show, even though we kind of got sidetracked. But it was very much worth it. And we're going to go to Brother Jason.
Yes, ma'am.
No. Where's Sister Marilyn? Sister Marilyn? Did we get our back, Brother Caesar?
No, we didn't. Do you want me to call her back?
Yes, sir. She's waiting on your call. And in the meantime,
okay,
we're going to go to Brother Jason, because Brother Jason, in Porch Light of America, it says that neither male or female can fulfill their relationship to one another until they are properly connected to the source of all creation, which is God. The nature of male and female are different, but are made to complement each other. So that's why I asked you, I said, what has occurred? What has changed the very nature of us to make us despise one another? What has happened to the family of the original man and woman? And how do
value,
we get back to that origin?
The survival tactic of, you know, the economy, making money, career, that kind of like took a toll on the minds of us and made that more important than the being that's next to me, you know, that I'm a walking life with, you know, that is supposed to continue the making of God through our seed, through our, you know, and that's not important anymore. You know, the career becomes more important.
Yeah. Is this Brother Jerome?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't.
That's just what I'm just going by what I saw, what I've seen and experienced in my traveling, not married. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the already made family situation, you know, and it's sort of you know, I don't want to, you know, I come Johnny come lately. And then the career has to be there because the man before me, the baby's daddies, were not being there to be a stronghold and a breadwinner. And so the sister had to do what she could out in the field. And that changed her heart. That changed the woman's heart. It made the heart become a little hardened towards the male, especially one, here I come, Johnny come lately, you know, raised up pretty proper when it comes to identifying the respect of a woman. Even when I wasn't in Islam, the sister was, the woman was being respected, okay? And, you know, mama raised me right in that area. But the sister now, as I'm growing as an adult and being in that type of relationship, once again, that heart is made cold. How do I know this? Well, one, she's not taking a chance of Johnny come lately, me, myself. She's not going to take a chance of having, here I come, putting another baby inside of her. No. So she goes and gets the decisions to get herself fixed, whether it be the tube scraped or tied, you know. And just to think that it goes both, you know, I don't want to judge, you know, a woman got to do what she got to do. It's real deep. It hurts, but it's deep. And why would I say that? Because it's something that I always run into when it's time to, you know, I'll be struggling in life. You know, before Islam, we're struggling. Brothers are struggling. What have we? We need God in our lives. And then here comes Master Muhammad to lift us up and get us out the mud. I come out the mud. So while I was in the mud, there would be times when I would connect with another flame, another love thing, you know, and she already had babies, you know. It's not enough love to, you know, complete Brother Jerome. It's not that much love.
We gonna let Brother
Jason
on the phone.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to hear from our our brother, Brother Jerome. Brother is a very lively brother, and I was enjoying listening to him, and I would encourage more of the brothers and sisters who are listening to take a page from Brother Jerome. You know, he was been listening in various shows, and he decided to press that number one button and come in and join and bring his voice out in and among the family. And I'm listening to Brother, and I'm listening to his spirit, and it's wonderful. Brother, thank you. Thank you for
yes, sir.
For helping our broadcast come to life, because it's just a exercise in
yes,
self-aggrandizement and vanity if we think that we're panelists and we know everything.
Yes,
sir.
It's important for
yes,
us to listen. And so I
yes,
was
sir.
Listening and I'm enjoying Brother Jerome, and I'm saying, man, this is the power and the blessing that we have in and amongst our family here throughout the nation. And sometimes we just need to loosen the tongues of the believers and let us speak and let us give each other, as they say, the gospel, the good news. I just wanted to bring it a little bit closer to the beginning, if you don't mind.
Yes,
you know, we talk about Mother Earth, and we have a relationship with Mother Earth. And as the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught us, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan Muhammad has taught us that we are from the earth. He said that if you look at the leaves on the trees, that our skin is like the leaves of the trees. If you look at the water that flows through the rivers and lakes and streams, it's like the blood in our body. If
right.
our bone is like the stones of the earth, that we are part of the earth and the earth is part of us. And if you look at how this made man, this new man on the scene, treats Mother Earth as though she
yes.
was foreign to him.
Yes, sir.
He goes into Mother Earth with dynamite. He goes into Mother Earth with drills and forces the minerals out of the earth. He goes into Mother Earth with, you can tell it's not love. You listen to our native, I hate to call them Native American, our indigenous brothers and sisters, when they talk about the relationship they have with Mother Earth, they speak with reverence. They speak with love. They know that they are connected to the earth and the earth is connected to them. This is how you know God is there. There's a sister on our Nation Builders page, Sister Native Angel, and she's a member of the indigenous people, and when she speaks with reverence to Mother Earth. And I do believe that the connection that we have with the earth, we're following right behind the made man, and we're not respecting the earth, and therefore we're not respecting our woman. And we jump into our woman with the same reckless abandon that the enemy goes into the earth. They pull out of the earth all that is good and leave the earth, as you can see now, as a shell. They're talking about global warming and all
right.
these things that mean that there's almost no life for any living thing on this planet after a while. If we allow this crazy man to continue in the way that he's doing in destroying our mother, there'll be no life left here. So we need to take a page from that and dial back the same type of recklessness that we treat our mother, our sister, our wife. We have to dial that back and know that just like the native or the indigenous people know that if you put the best into that relationship with Mother Earth, you're going to get the best out of that relationship with Mother Earth, Sister Gidget. So it's just, in my opinion, it's a metaphor for how we're living. We don't study the earth. There's no science anymore. We don't study our wives and our fiance. We don't study and ask how can we get the best out of the relationship. Because if we don't have that relationship with Mother Earth, we will die.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Jason.
Well, all praise is due to Allah for His Christ.
And if anybody else want to speak to that, Brother Richard?
Well, you know, let me just say, Brother Jerome, I thank you for speaking. I was sitting here in awe while you were speaking, my brother. But I must say this because this is how I feel in my heart, and I wanted to share something with you, beloved. You know,
mm-hmm.
when we disconnect ourselves from Allah and we turn our backs on Him, we no longer can see the majesty of this universe that He has revealed to us. So in our disconnection of Him, she disconnects from us. And if His secret is locked in the woman, then therefore He removes His secret from us. The secret of understanding everything that He has put in here lies within her. But because of our rebelliousness as men, I can't speak as a woman because I'm not a woman. So I'm going to speak as a man for men. We have to. In the problem book, he talks about the wife of the uncle of W.F. Muhammad. He says that she suffered with all types of ailments, rheumatism, fever, heartache, high blood pressure. Rheumatism is a form of arthritis that stops the joint from functioning, and it has the connective tissue that connects to the joint that gives us its movement that allows it to be in motion. It stops the flow. That which He has given us, He said, surely the remembrance of Allah is the greatest force against evil. But if we're not prayerful Muslims, we become disconnected from the spiritual world. And that which is created in the heavens cannot be manifested on the earth. So the statement says, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Then the question becomes, who are the doers? Many are called in my name. Many. But then the book says, beware of those false teachers who come as wolves in sheep's clothing. Brother, we have done this to our sisters. We come sitting there professing the teachings. We come with fine suits, fine clothing. We come shooting the game. I'm talking to FOI and Lost Found. We come with this here slick willy talk. And they sit there and they're in awe and majesty of us. And then when they realize that we're not the God that we manifested to be, they go searching. And so now God becomes a mystery to them. And they got to disconnect because they don't trust us.
Yes, sir.
And so their soul cries out. It's crying out for God unless He makes one that is of Himself to come to her. She will continue to go into pain. And this is why, my dear sister Gidget, I promise you, from the depths of my heart, as Allah is my witness, if I deviate from the mission of Almighty God Allah that He has put me on, I pray that He kills me, sister, because the pain that you have suffered, He has made me to see. And in my heart, I cry for you. Oh, I cry for you, and I pray that He makes me every man that you deserve in your heart, because I love you with all my heart. Brothers, we got to stop playing with them, man. We have to. So this day, right, sister, I promise you, there's not a bone of deviation in me. If I deviate, then I offer you my life, but I love you. I love you. I love you. Brothers, please, man.
And Brother Richard will have everybody. He will have everybody crying in a minute. Believe me.
Yeah, all praises be to Allah. That's real.
That is joyful. That's one of the most joyful things I ever heard, brother.
Yes, sir.
That's
okay, a true example of a
show because I can't say nothing else.
My sister. Tears of joy.
I love you so much, Brother Richard. I really do. I love you so much.
I love you too, my queen.
This is what it's all about, brothers and sisters. This is what it's all about, true love. But there's no love without Allah. No love without true love for Allah and true love of self.
He must be first, brother. He must be first.
But, Brother Jerome, I want to say one last thing to you, brother.
Yes, sir.
I will say this. I don't care if a sister used a Desert Eagle, a Glock, or a Tommy gun, or a cannon. She can't
right.
kill your spirit, brother.
No,
your spirit, your spirit has not been broken. I don't care what you've been through, what you're
right.
going through. Your
right.
spirit is not dead. It's alive and well. And, brother,
yeah.
it comes out like a bright light, brother, and you got to let it shine, brother.
Yes, sir.
Let it
yes,
continue
sir.
To shine.
Yes, sir, without a doubt.
You know, Brother Rakim, as I hear Brother Jerome speak, you know, he's ready. He's ready for her. But, Brother Jerome, have you ever thought that she may not be ready for you yet, brother? And he's just taking a little extra time to make sure that you get what you deserve, brother.
I look at it like this. Pardon me. Yes.
Are you here?
Yes.
Are you
yes, I am. Yes, I am. How you doing? Okay. What time? When? Okay, go ahead. Okay. You better drive safe now. You hear me?
You understand
yeah,
what I'm saying,
you know,
Brother Rakim?
That's all.
Yes, sir.
I believe it's like this. I'm going to be knowing for sure that Allah is going to make sure that Brother Jerome is, I don't know what the word to call it, trump tight before I ever get with that sister, because that's how important sisters are. When they make
when they make
that journey from a dead
yes,
state
sir.
To now a living state, he that's very, very, very precious to Allah. They're the closest,
yes, sir.
Allah is closest to them. And like the brother said, the secrets of Allah's gifts are inside that woman. And so that's the only reason why I know it's taking my steps and stages are not rushed. Because I can't rush
yes,
it.
Sir.
It'd be just like when I wasn't a Muslim.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well,
yeah,
you know, my dear brother, I encourage you, and I pray that Allah heals the pain that is in you, brother, because, you know, I'm hearing your cry for her, brother. I really
yes,
am. I understand.
Know.
I understand the urgency and the need, brother, but I must say to you, beloved, be patient. Be patient. The Holy Quran said that this
right.
day we must be patient. We must. We must exhort one another to truth and patience. Give good news to the believer. And know that which you are to marry must be a believer. The Holy Quran says, believe in men for believe in women. But some
right.
of us profess that which is not in our hearts. So be careful, beloved. And I pray
right.
that Allah gives to you that which I believe he has blessed me with. Because to me, Sister Gidget, I just love you. And I'm going to tell you that over and over and over again. I love you. I love you. I love you. I truly do. I love you more.
That's right. That's right. All praises be to Allah. Now, take that. No. So that's what.
Wow. Okay. I have lost total control of the show here. And where's my big brother, Jason?
Yes, ma'am. We're right
here. Okay. You got it. I'm done. Stick a fork with me. I'm done.
This is what the show was about. You know, the great divide is not as great as we thought. it really is not, because listen, we solved it early in the show. Thank you, Brother Richard, for making it real to us.
All praise is due to the Lord, brother.
Here's the thing. The gap that's going to fill that great divide is love.
Yes,
sir. The glue that's going to bind us together is love. Once we get that in our mind, that we can love again, listen to the ages that we are. You know, we're not young babies that are just coming into the world. We're grown men and women. But
yes,
if
sir.
You listen inside of the voices, if you listen to the tones, we don't have a Skype, so all we have to go by is the tonality of our voices. And I'm listening to Brother Richard. I'm listening to Sister Gidget. We heard Sister Marilyn earlier. I'm listening to Brother Jerome, listening to Brother Rakim, and I'm hearing our Brother Caesar, who is even in pain at the loss of his brother Pistol, but I'm listening to the voices that are on our blog talk tonight, and there's love in the midst of it, and it's bringing us back from the ages that we are. We're sounding like we are young children again. And that's what was promised to us, where it says that he makes all things new. That those things that we thought that were behind us, that those days of being giddy and happy for no apparent reason and being able to cry out, I love you and I love you more, all of those things are here again by Allah's permission. And the gap, and what closes that gap, what closes that great divide, is that love that's being spoken about tonight. So I thank you, Brother Richard. I thank you, Sister Gidget, for making what we would have had to have in abstract, making it real for us tonight. So thank you
all
very much.
All praise is due to love, brother. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, brother, those of you who know me, y'all know I'm not one for the sugarcoating. I ask Allah to give my heart to y'all. Because I love you. I love the black family, but most of all, I love the believers of the Nation of Islam. I love you enough that I'm willing to give my life for each and every one of you at a drop of the dime. So what you hear from me comes straight from my heart, and I pray that I haven't offended anyone tonight, but my heart is pure, and all I have is love for you, and I'm not afraid to profess it to my newfound wife, and to the believers of the Nation of Islam. I love each and every one of you, sincerely.
Brother Richard.
Thank you, Brother Richard. I love you too, brother. And as brother has stated that he would give his life for each and every one of us, I've been witness, and I've been in let's say, situations where brother has manifested just that. It's not just idle words. And we don't speak about a lot of the things that would bear witness to it, but just take my word for it, brothers and sisters. Brother Richard is real. And I would not have even made mention of brother to Sister Gidget, whom I love, if he was not real.
Yes. Yes, sir. Okay, where's my sister Marilyn?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay, Sister Marilyn, I know you got something to share with us. Share something with us, anything.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
I wanted to, I don't know how much more time that we have. Do you have an idea?
Yes,
we
ma'am, we've got about 20 minutes.
Okay. Oh, wow. Man, I'm just, I'm speechless. Wow. Ooh, lost for words. Ma'am?
Well, I just want to take the time out to, because I'm online now, and even though Brother Caesar is right here with us, and he is such a hard worker in the midst of his pain, he is so dedicated, so he did take the time to announce, what did you say, Victor? He announced the fact of the proposal on Facebook, and so I just want to thank my Facebook family who's congratulating me and wishing me well. We love you. We thank you. And all I can say is that Allah is sufficient. It has been a long road for Brother Richard and myself. We have both been through some things in our lives, but this is our reward for submission to Allah. We have worked hard in this nation, and it's further evidence for me that Allah is real, because I told Brother Richard, I said, you know, I don't even feel worthy, you know, but Allah saw fit to bring me a husband that I wasn't looking for, but he is everything that I need. He's everything that I've ever desired. He's the man that I thought never existed, and I just thank you so much for choosing me, and I know Allah chose me for you, but I thank you for just your submission and your obedience, and I thank you for everything that you're teaching me, and I'm about to cry, so I'm going to shut up.
Well, we don't want you to cry no more. We want you to smile. We want you to laugh. We want you to enjoy life, because this day he has perfected and completed our religion, the religion of submission to Allah. We must bow down in obedience. It is better than sacrificing for the foolishness of the life of this world. There's nothing that this life of this world can give me anymore. I came for you, sister, and I prepared for you, and I'm thankful to Allah that he has given you to me. You are my blessing, not me of yours. I'm unworthy to have you, but I thank him for seeing fit that he would give of me a help me to continue and to complete my mission. So I'm the one that's grateful today. I love you.
Well,
I love you too.
I will say one thing to Brother Richard and Sister Gidget. I don't know when y'all plan this wedding. I know it's going to be soon. I know it's going to be very soon. This ain't going to be
You already know that, brother. We ain't playing with this, brother, because I'm sorry to interject, brother, but my father told me and her is already married. Dear brother, I just got to complete the process here, brother.
Yes,
and
sir,
I intend to do just that.
Definitely. But I will say this, you and Sister Gidget, especially you, Brother Richard, y'all need to save up for a whole wagon of Scott tissue.
I got something to say. I have a question on 619. Go ahead and ask your question, please. Ask your question right about now. Your mic is open.
All right. I'm like Nation Building Family. This is Sister Michelle out of San Diego.
Well, sister.
How you doing, brother? Sister Gidget did something earlier, and of course, the title of the show, in Dubai. One of the advice I see is something that the minister spoke on is that the baggage that the woman comes with, and a lot of black women obviously have a lot of emotional baggage that, you know, the man, the FOI, may not be able to handle, you know, and Minister Farrakhan had said to a certain extent that marriage will take care of some of that emotional baggage. So I take that to mean that some of the things that the women, you know, their feelings and their emotions will not be settled until marriage because they need their other half, you know, in order to bring some closure to, you know, certain things. That's just, you know, my personal feelings on it. I know that when it comes to the loss of my son, until I find the FOI, that'll never be completely settled because I don't have the support that I need, you know, because there's definitely a difference between the man and the woman. And I have been told that one thing when it comes to the FOI, or man in particular, that if he can't do anything about your problem, he don't want to hear about your problem, and you make it a burden on him. And I don't understand that, you know.
Well, sister, if I can speak to that, this is Brother Richie, and I feel your pain, but I must say to you this here: if a brother is not desirous, if he's desirous of you, but he don't want to take the time to relieve you of your pain and suffering, then leave him. He's unworthy to have you. He's not meant for you. You don't deserve that. Our Father has risen you from, I'm talking about the black woman in general now. He has taken you and placed you at the top of the world so that the world can marvel over you. Every woman of the earth wants to be you. So who are we to deny you of your position? He has to fashion us to understand, and it's the lack of understanding, I must say, sister, because we just don't understand your greatness. We don't know what you've been through, and because we can't understand or feel your pain, we don't know how to nurture that out of you to have you nurture us in our mission. And this is where the divide comes at. So therefore, I'm saying to you, just hold on. Just hold on, because he's making an entirely different man today. And there is one there for you, but you have to, I'm going to say it again, we have to be patient today. There's a separation taking place between, I'm going to just say it, the wannabe FOI and the real FOI. There's some of us that he has fashioned that when he cut us loose today, we're going to sit here and we're going to see who's who today, because he's going to cut us loose and we're not playing today. And this is why I did what I did tonight, because I wanted to show the world my wife, and I also want to say to those who think they can play with her from this day forward, I'm warning you, be careful. That's not my girlfriend. That's not some sister walking the street. That's my wife, and I will die for her. So I'm just letting it be known. Take it how you want to take it. But, sister, I'm just trying to say to you, just give us a chance. Please bear with us in our development stage, because we're trying to get it together. I hope that you be patient with us. And when he comes, I pray that Allah gives you someone that can speak and remove the pain that's from you.
Yes, sir.
Sister Michelle,
hey, sister and brothers, okay. I got another question from 214. Also, I have my little cousins on the phone. She's from Atlanta, Georgia. She's listening in tonight, and she just wanted to say hello to everyone. Hold on 1 second, and I'm gonna open up her mic. Let's see. Well, she's not there. Okay. 214, go ahead with your question, please. 214, go ahead and ask your question, please.
Salaam alaikum.
Salaam.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. This is Brother Rashid from the
408. This is my Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
Listen, we got New York in the house tonight for real. New York, the East Coast is in the house tonight.
Yes. Hey, no. No, but first I just want to say to Brother Richard and Sister Gidget that I cannot express how happy I am for you, Sister Gidget. You know, you and I are like really, really close. You're my big sister, you know. And
yes, sir.
I'm really, really happy. Also, to you, Brother Richard.
Yes, sir.
It does my heart well. It does me really well to hear another FOI. To not be afraid, beloved, to express what he feels in such a way. Because so many of us as FOI, we get so caught up on just being a soldier. But we forget that in that woman is so, so much power. And I can draw witness to what you feel, Black. I can feel you, bro.
Praise be to Allah.
As a sister can post and say that the brother has people in tears, Black man, I feel you, brother.
Praise be to Allah, bro.
Than finding a woman that makes you just that much of a soldier, Black. And gives
yes, sir.
More purpose and reason to your being a soldier. So all praises be to Allah.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say something to you, Brother Rashid. Brother Rashid, y'all, whether y'all know it or not, that's my little brother, y'all. I love him dearly. We have been close since day one, since we met. And Brother Rashid, I love you so much. I know you said you wanted to take Brother Richard to task on my behalf, but you was moving a little too slow. But I understand, because I also want to take this opportunity to wish you well in your new nuptials that will be taking place this weekend.
Oh, praise be to Allah, brother. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Congratulations,
yes, sir.
Brother. Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
We love you, and we wish you well. We wish you well. May Allah bless your union. May your union be fruitful. And I love you, and I love my new sister-in-law. And I just thank you so much for calling in on my special day, because, you know, it wouldn't be the same without you. You know that.
Oh, alhamdulillah. Well, you know, one thing I have to say, Sister Gidget, I don't need to say anything or question anything about my brother. My brother fell first in love. First he fell in love with God. Because he couldn't love him if he didn't first fall in love with God.
Brother Rashid, can you do me a favor? Can you repeat
yes.
that again? Can you repeat that again?
I have to ask my brother no questions, because I recognize first and foremost that my brother fell in love with God, because he couldn't
That's
have even known
key.
You or saw you if he had not
yes,
yet
yes.
fell in love with God.
Come on, brother.
It's because it's right here. I told my queen, brother, when I met my queen. I
yes,
told
sir.
Her the first day I called, I said, Queen, I'm in love with you.
Yes,
said,
sir.
Well, how did you know that? I said, Queen, I fell in love with you when we was in Triple Darkness.
Yes.
You don't know what's not even any physical. So
that's
see,
right.
You meet a lot of people. You meet so many people in your life. You meet
yes,
a lot
sir.
Of people that are good for you. But you
yes,
only
sir.
Meet the person that was made for you, I believe, one time.
Yes, sir. Come on, brother.
And when you meet that person that was made for you, everything else is just fucked. I mean, just a process of bringing about
yes.
what's called man's law. But the matter
yes, sir.
Has been taking place so long ago.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And
I bear witness.
A beautiful demonstration, beloved, because today, at FOI, I mean, like you said, brother, I have to speak to the fruit. And that's a
talk to them.
To the fruit. Brother, it's time. I mean, we got to quit talking about we getting ready, Black. I mean, when we was in the street, I used to always say that. I stay ready so I don't have to get ready. And when you're ready, Black, and you meet that queen, then they have to be talking about, well, I think she might need to do this. When you meet that queen, then reclaim her.
Yes, sir.
Remember yours, brother.
Take charge of your post, brother.
Yes, sir, brother.
Yes,
again,
sir.
Brother Richard, I'm not going to get on no soapbox, Black, because, hey, brother, I'm learning how to love love.
Yes, sir,
and
brother.
I
yes, sir.
Black man, and, you're speaking to the hearts of the fruit, brother, because we want to,
yes,
to really take charge of this thing and bring this thing into existence and manifest this true reality of heaven, beloved, right here on earth, Black man. So I commend
yes,
you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, brother.
And I love you, soldier. And with that,
I love you too, brother. Lake Islam, may Allah bless you, brother. May He bless you and your newfound family, brother. Yes, sir.
Oh man.
We got more questions. I got some more people got questions. I got Atlanta, Georgia in the house. Atlanta, Georgia, go ahead and speak now.
Well, hello. This is my first time ever being on air anywhere in any type of forum. So I do thank you. I'm more so not to go too in-depth with my testimony, but I do want to say that with the person who chose me, first and foremost, I always believe that it's the man. When they choose a woman, they choose a good thing. Therefore, I would go on to say that went through a bad relationship, ended up finding out I was pregnant, what have you, ended up having my son three months prematurely. Fast forward to now, a wonderful man has come into my life. Come to find out, we went to high school together. Our paths crossed about two or three times throughout the years. To now, after just saying hello, we have not stopped our conversation. You know, and I always refer to him as my breath of fresh air, because he came and he chose me despite it all to say, I not only love you, but I love your children as well, as though they're my own. And for any man to step up to the plate and to say, I take you and I take your children, with a man who's single, does not have children, to say that I want a quote-unquote ready-made family, says a lot.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm still a work in progress. He listens to me. He knows my testimony. He knows what I've been through. We work things out. We actually communicate. It's not, we actually sit down as far as financial, spiritual, whatever topic comes up, we sit there and we talk in nauseam about that particular topic. And I would say to the women is that you have to humble yourself. You have to just let go of your fears, break down your Berlin Wall around your heart and around your mind to the concept of someone does love you. There is someone for you. And there's someone willing to go on a journey with you, you know. And I'm almost 40 years old, but it took me this long to actually find someone to say, I want to take that journey with you. And I want us to find our pot of gold at the end of the rainbow together, you know. And it's just a blessing to have a man that can be your breath of fresh air, that can stand in the midst for you to say, whatever you're going through, I'm right here. I'm your rock. You know, and you have to open yourself up and start to get rid of all of that baggage and whatever is hindering you from allowing yourself to be loved. And you have to say, I am worthy, you know, to be loved, to be respected, to have someone to say, you were meant for me. Now let's go and let's stand as a strong black family and represent for our nation. But it's just been a long time coming.
Yes,
wow. That was great. That was, hey, that, look, let me just tell you guys something. That's my cousin, Kimberly Smith. She's from Atlanta, Georgia, and I love her to death. She's a beautiful young lady, and she's been doing her thing, man. I've been hearing about this marriage coming up for a long time, and I'm just happy for her, and I can't wait till she gets married. So, Kimberly, I can't wait to get married, man, and I hope the wedding. That's all I want to do. Just hit me at the wedding, and I'll be there.
Okay, thank you, thank you. Well,
DJ,
I just thank you guys for allowing me, you know, just to share a little bit of my perspective on what it is to be in a relationship. I'm not married yet, but I know the steps, and I've been going through this journey and this process of self. Revelation and, you know, and everything to actually be able to be at a point where I can say that I'm ready to get married, you know, or even to just be in a relationship within itself.
Right.
Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, guys, I got another question from 313. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry. You can speak now.
I'm Michelle from Detroit. I wanted to say that I am so enjoying your show, and I would like to ask up front, will you please do a part two?
Listen, sister, that is in the making right now, because I'm going to tell
what
you something.
What did she say?
The show should have been, it's called The Great Divide, but it really was The Great Connection. So therefore, next week, we're going to have The Great Divide next week. It's going to be part two, but it's actually going to be part one. So we're going to get into that next week. So everybody on this panel, I want everybody in Nation Building, everybody on this panel be back next week, same time, same place. We're going to go into part one. Part one of The Great Divide.
Because this has been so good. Being a single sister and being single for a while now, and I have three boys that I'm raising, and by Allah's permission, two of them got to go with Mother Tynetta recently to Bimini, and I was very proud of them to get the opportunity to go with MUI Detroit. But raising these boys and wanting to be married to an FOI and have them have that example in the house and trying to be patient to get the right one, not to just, you know, make a move and just marry anybody, but to get the right one. My question to you would be, every year when I watch the information for the singles retreats, and I have attended in the past, I'm not attending this year, the sister side fills up quick, and they have to shut off the registration. But the brothers are taught that we're their heaven, but they always lag in attending singles retreats, even singles functions, courtships. Now, they'll bring in a sister from outside and ask us to train her and make her an MGT. But they won't choose an MGT from inside the house. You know, brothers ask me all the time, Sister Cheryl, work with my girlfriend. I don't think brothers even realize that that's kind of an insult to ask another sister to help train your girlfriend. Of course, we want all our people. And I never say no, because I want my sister to have what I have for myself as a trainee, as an MGT. But we have all these single sisters right here in the house, and you'll go get someone. As a registered FOI, you won't look at us. You'll go get someone else. So what is, I don't know what you would suggest or what you would say to MGT who are waiting patiently on FOI. So that would be my question. What would you say?
Sister, if I can, first let me apologize on behalf of the FOI to you and the MGT for our disrespectfulness. You know, it's disrespectful when the woman of God is waiting for the black man to rise up, and she have contributed and suffered tremendously for our ride. So I begin off by first apologizing to you, to the brotherhood. Brothers, we got to stop being foolish, man. You know, let me say this here, because, see, some of us like, man, hell, I'm just going to say it, man. Some of us just like chasing tail, man. But I say this to those of us who are continuing down that road. The Jews, during their Seder,
they mark a X with the blood of the lamb over the door.
That's right.
So death can pass them by. During their Seder, they set an empty place at the table where they wait for the man called Elijah. But we today have a man that has been has given us an X on the door of our mind as we enter the mosque, and his name is Elijah, and he has given us what is called the restrictive laws that death may pass us by.
That's
brothers,
right.
We got to stop playing with these sisters, because when you live in the restrictive laws, you don't have to worry about AIDS because you're not fornicating. When you live in the restrictive laws and you're not drinking, you're not carrying on and things of that nature, you don't have to worry about the things of this life that causes you death. So he marked us with the X. So you see brother so-and-so X. You see sister so-and-so X. We have scripture, but we don't understand what we're looking at. And brothers, if you hear the sisters is crying out for the black man. But now we're seeing what the messenger said. One day they would say, where have you been? Black man, I'm appealing to you. I'm appealing to you. Rise up and take your rightful place in the earth that she may be made whole again. I beg you in the name of Allah.
Aslam, like, can I say something? This is the Marilyn.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Wow. And, you know, I want to say something to, you know, to all the brothers that are listening. It's a, and, you know, I've heard a lot of sisters say that before, but it is a hurtful feeling for a sister who is striving to be a woman of God in her best form. And it's a hurtful feeling that she feels that she qualifies herself to be the best for that man. And when he brings somebody else from out the outside, and I know this is for all of us, but when you have sisters that have been inside the mosque for 5, 10, or 15 years, and they have not gotten married yet, and you have a, and they want to get married. Brothers, let me make this plain. These sisters want to get married, but like Brother Richard said, you playing with these sisters. You playing with their heart. You playing with their mind. You know, you taking us for granted as a woman. And I don't think it's not fair to any of these sisters who, you know, we qualify ourselves every day. We qualify ourselves when we go to MGT class. We qualify ourselves as being a mother, as being a teacher. We qualify ourselves. So what is it, you know, please, you know, what is it that's stopping you for taking one of these sisters as a wife? We are not to be played with. We are not to be played with.
Sister Willa, may I say something? I want to say something. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this live and on air, because everybody who know Brother Rakim know Brother Rakim does not damn play with nobody. Sisters, if you got a brother that's playing with you and he refuses, and some of y'all do this stuff undercover and you think Allah don't see it.
Say it, brother. Say that.
You think Allah don't see it. You're fornicating. You're still fornicating. You the sons born forward. You still damn fornicating. You're playing with Allah. But I'm going to tell you something. Sister, if you know you're being taken advantage of by a brother and he's still not trying to make you his wife, you see our brother Richard Lacane on air in front of everybody in the world announcing his marriage and his love for Sister Gidget. This shows you a brother that's sincere and not playing. But I'm going to say this. I'm going to finish saying this before we run out of time. Yeah, but sister, if you've been played with, inbox me on my Facebook page, and the death angel's going to come knocking at this brother's door. I don't give a damn who you are. If you're playing with a sister, you're playing with Allah, you're playing with my father. So hit me in my inbox, and we're going to pay the brother a visit. I don't give a damn who you are.
Brother Rakim, Brother Rakim. Brother Rakim.
Yes, sir.
Let me make this announcement for you, brother. Because I'm feeling your spirit. But you don't have to go to nobody's door today. That which Allah is getting ready to rock this earth with is going to scare the FOI into doing what they're supposed to do, brother. I guarantee you within the next several months, we're going to see something, brother. We don't have to get up. Y'all keep playing with the MGT, brother. Keep playing with them. Those are the MGT that got that sword in their hands. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Execute justice. That's the commandment that's from the Father today. I'm talking to the angels now. Because he's tired, goddammit. He's tired. You don't have to do nothing, brother. Just sit back and watch, man. That's why I'm here today, man. I'm making it known to the world. Stop playing with them, man. If you don't believe, my job is done. I wash my hands of the matter. The duty of the messenger is only to deliver the message. There's some that say, oh, brother, this, that. You don't have to say nothing to me. Just watch, because I know something.
Hey, brothers, I'm going to tell you guys something. And sisters, I appreciate this. This was a great show. The show has been over, man. The show has been over. If we're going to do this again, then let me know so I can get it set up, Sister Gidget. Please let me know so I get it set up early. Let everybody know about it, because seems like everybody was tuned in tonight. They enjoyed the show. We got a lot of feedback from this show right here. It was an excellent show with Brother Richard proposing to Sister Gidget. I appreciate that. Praise. That made the show real exciting right there, man. I'm just letting you know you made the show exciting tonight. And I'm glad you came out, brother. It was a great show.
Thank you. Thank you, beloved. Yes, all praise is due to Allah, brother.
Yes, sir.
All right, yes, well, sir. Since the show is over, everybody on the panel, thank y'all. I don't know what to say except for Allahu Akbar. I am so happy. Brother Richard, I love you so much.
Sister, I love
Meryl,
you too.
Brother Jason, are you still there? Brother Jason? Maybe we lost him along the way. Brother Rakim?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
You know I love you, twin, so much.
I love you too, sister.
And thank y'all for the love and support. And DJ Caesar, honey, I'm wrapping my arms around you. I know you hurting. I know you a soldier. And I'm so sorry for your loss, because I know your heart, you really care about people, and for you to...
Hey, you know what? I'm going to tell you this, Sister Gidget. Yeah, I was feeling real bad about that, but I just got back, I just got a confirmation from one of my friends, and they just came from his house, and the brother is alive and up. I don't know who's on his page, but they're putting out there that he's dead, that he's deceased right now, and they're saying he's in the hospital, and his parents are trying to find out what happened to him, and I really don't like that, man. That's fugazi right there. That's fugazi, and I'm not a fugazi person. I don't do that. I don't know who's doing it, but somebody must have compromised his Facebook page and got into his account, and they're putting that stuff up there about him.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad they're putting it up there, and it's a lie.
Praise be to Allah. It ain't real.
Yeah. I'm glad too, man. Yeah. Okay, guys. Well, tonight the show is over. Gidget, please get with me and let me know what you want me to do as far as setting up the next show. If you want, you can get me tonight or tomorrow. That'd be great. And I'll set the show up for you. Also, I'll get the show set up for the next few shows that we have from the DJ Black Caesar Vienna show. If you guys want, please come out and support us, because we need everybody to come out and support us. We have a great show. We have mainstream artists. We have independent artists. So we do it like that every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. If you guys want to tune in, will be on at 7 o'clock Central Time. So, guys, I appreciate if you guys come out and spend a day with us. And also, the Nation Billing is basically we have a show on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock Central Time. If you guys come out, please be a part of this because this is going to be a big thing. It's a big event, man. We got a lot going on with Nation Billing, with Vienna and DJ Black Caesar. So let's just keep it moving, guys. I appreciate everything you guys are doing.
Thank y'all. And good night, everyone.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.